break into the music because we're on air with some students who are involved in a pretty interesting afternoon, actually a pretty interesting week. On air with us right now, we have Hannah Thompson, right? Hannah, are you on the air?
Hi, yeah.
We're back again. Hannah, just for the people who perhaps didn't hear the first couple of times we were speaking to you or Sarah Williams, give us a brief idea of what's going on at the library this week.
Right, okay. Well, we are part of the Live-In for Literacy event that's going on around our school. We're on our fifth day today out of 7 days, and we're sleeping here for the full 7 days. We're accepting donations from all students, and we're trying to raise money to build 6 school libraries in rural India. So we're part of 10 universities that are doing this. The goal for our school is $4,000, so we're hoping to reach that by the end of Thursday.
So, and you're up to $3,500 right now?
That's right, yeah. So we're doing very well, and we're pretty excited with the money that students and faculty have given us so far.
And I understand that your partner, Sarah Williams, is on her way to class.
Yeah, we're allowed to go to our classes during this week, which is a kind of a good break. So she's on her way now. I see her leaving, actually. But I do have other members of, as you say, the dream team here. And, it's getting kind of busy here.
Okay, so we're going to have a chance to talk to one of the other dream team members, or one of the other members who are not sleeping overnight in the library. I believe that you have Angèle Sabourin.
Great volunteer. She's organizing this event with us, and I'll let her talk to you right now.
Great. Okay. Looking forward to it.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.
Okay.
Thank you, by the way.
Hi.
Hello, Angèle.
Hi.
Angèle, I saw you there about 5 minutes ago selling tickets for raffles, and it looked as if you were pretty busy.
We are getting busy.
So tell us your involvement in the Dream Team.
Well, my sister did it the first year, 2 years ago. So I've kind of like just known about it for a few years, known what's been going on. And this year when she set it up, she just asked for my help. And, of course, I said yes, being her sister. And it's been a lot of fun so far. I've been, I don't know how if you'd call it fundraising coordinator or something, but I've been, I went around and got all these prizes for us to raffle off today.
Now, it's interesting that the cause of this event is literacy and helping out construct libraries in India. How did the merchants react when you were telling them what this was all for?
You mean the people who donated the prices?
Yeah.
Well, I guess they took it well. Like, most of them, when they were interested, you know, some people are in rushes, but most of the people were just grateful that we were doing it and happy to help,
so you found a lot of interest in this whole idea of helping out people.
Yeah,
with
a lot of them, after I explained my cause, just right away were okay with giving us something to raffle off.
Yeah, because I mean, most of the time they're getting requests for hockey tournaments and raffles at churches.
Like we have Wolves tickets and stuff as well to raffle off.
That's great. So what program are you in at Laurentian?
I am a second-year zoology student, which is in the science department.
Okay, and your sister, is she a graduate?
Yeah, she's a graduate student.
Great. So in terms of what you've seen over the first 5 days of this event, there's about 3 days left. What's your reaction? Like, how have the students on campus been receiving this?
Mostly friendly. I mean, there's some people who turn their heads and just pretend we don't exist and that we haven't been here for the 5 days now. But for the most part, they want to be involved as well and, offer money. Like, we've been selling the candy kebabs and now we have the prizes, but a lot of them don't want that. They just want to drop off the money and help out a good cause.
That's great. And
so there's a lot of student involvement.
And obviously, being outside the library, it's a great place.
It's a lot
to
of traffic,
have,
yeah.
And it is a great place to have an event.
Yeah, about
for libraries,
yeah.
And literacy and raising that kind of awareness.
Mm-hmm.
You were involved in the gala that you had, the charity ball that you had on the weekend.
Yeah, I was a little bit involved just because I'm part of this campaign.
And I hear that went over really well too.
Oh yeah, it was a blast, and we made a lot of money, and we're really grateful that they chose us as their charity to donate the money to this year. Because it just brings us that much closer to our goal, and because of that, we're probably going to surpass our goal of $4,000.
Which will be quite incredible. Is this the first time you've been involved in something that's been a national campaign?
National? Yeah, I guess so.
So this is.
I mean, I always try to do my part there, but this is definitely a little bit.
So this
more.
Is pretty big.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in the Sudbury area?
Yeah, I moved here from a little French town near Ottawa when I was quite young, around 8 years old. So I've been a Sudbury native, I guess you could call it.
So
I don't know if that really is a Sudbury native, but I've been here for long enough.
You've been here long enough to call Sudbury your home. You're definitely your new home. So this is going to be quite impressive for the other universities that are part of this program.
Yeah, well, we are the smallest one, so we're hoping to, you know, get ourselves out there and maybe, you know, kind of show off, for lack of better terms.
Well, it sounds
show our strength as a number.
And it does sound as if the average amount that they were hoping to raise from each location was $3,000.
$4,000. We wanted $4,000.
You wanted four, but if there are 10 areas, then they must have been hoping that everybody could pull in three. So you've already. Gone over and
We've
above.
Already surpassed.
Yeah, you've gone over and above what was probably expected by the other campuses. So it's going to be quite interesting to see what the final totals are, because with 3 days left, Laurentian can definitely should definitely be able to hit that 4,000 mark, because it was pretty busy when I've been around today.
Yeah.
So do you stick around till midnight every day, or?
No, I don't. I work, and I've been skipping my classes enough. So, I don't know. Yeah, I don't stay here all day, but I am here a lot of the hours of the day campaigning. But I have to go to work tonight, so can't stay forever.
Can't stay forever, no. So
yeah, and they go in the library at night, so there's nobody out here anyways.
After midnight.
I think they go in around 8 or 9.
Yeah.
That's when the library closes.
Right.
So they need to be in there when it closes.
Good. So I guess we've got today, we've got Tuesday, Wednesday.
And then Thursday it's done, yeah.
Thursday it's done.
Because they've been here since Thursday morning.
Yeah. So people have the rest of today and two more days to get out there and take part in these raffles and have a chance to win some good prizes.
Yeah, on Thursday morning we'll have the prize winners' numbers. I'll up for everybody to see.
Okay.
And hopefully they come and claim their prizes and don't forget about us.
Right. Well, that's great. It's been good talking to you. And again, I hope that anybody listening to the station and anyone who is around the campus today, tomorrow, Wednesday,
come by and drop by. Visit us,
yeah. Talk about this whole literacy cause and the libraries that are going to be constructed in India and just take part and again, not only is this raising awareness for literacy, it's definitely raising awareness about what Laurentian University is all about and what the Laurentian students are about. So I want to thank you, Angel Sablet, and we've got Hannah Thompson and Sarah Williams who are in the tent, and I think right now Sarah's gone to class, but she's going to be back after class and drop by and say hello to
everybody, come on, drop by. We'll be here.
Yeah, so thank you for taking some time to talk to us, and I'm also looking forward to next Monday when we have Hannah Thompson for sure in the studio along with a couple of members of the Dream Team to talk about the event and just kind of share their final thoughts about the whole thing, and perhaps we'll see you at the I'll take care of you next Monday night. Next Monday afternoon.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Take care and good luck.
Okay, bye.
That was Amanda Sabra from the Dream Team at Laurentian University, just outside the library this afternoon, where Hannah Thompson and Sarah Williams are taking part in a national campaign that involves 10 universities. They are trying to raise money to construct libraries in India. They are hoping to raise $27,000 across the country to construct 6 different libraries, and already the Laurentian University chapter of this event has raised $3,500. So we've got the rest of this afternoon, the rest of Monday, and then we've got all day Tuesday and Wednesday. Anyone who's listening to the show, drop by, talk to Hannah, talk to Sarah, find out what this whole cause is all about, this Live-In for Literacy, and what the Dream Team is all about, and make a little donation. Every little bit helps, and we're really definitely hoping that Laurentian can exceed their expectation of $4,000 for this week-long event. You are listening to The Learning Clinic on CKLU 96.7 FM. We will be back in a few minutes to conclude the show and bring you up to date with another special thing we're going to have this afternoon. So enjoy, and thank you for listening to CKLU 96.7 FM.